Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, Christmassy ones. Just to mention, though, did you know that you should always use cold water with bleach, as hot water can render the active ingredients useless?
Cold water with what?
Bleach. Hot water makes it not work.
Oh.
There you go. I didn't.
Right.
Just to let you know. Also, if you're looking to clean those machines ahead of cooking the Christmas dinner, soda crystals or bicarbonate soda. Brilliant to get that stuff off. Or soak them overnight with the dishwasher tablet. Good old dishwasher tablets. Now, we had mentioned peeling vegetables and potatoes. You can peel them in advance, parboil them, put them in the freezer and then pop them straight into the oven on Christmas Day. Or enlist some of the children to give you a hand for peeling, because quite often they wanted to more inclined to eat things if they're involved in their preparation.
Yeah.
No harm getting them to do a little bit of peeling. Be careful, though, because those peelers can be sharp. I had an incident many years ago with Roddy and it wasn't pretty.
It doesn't sound very appealing to me, no, in fairness.
Keep on top of the washing up. Helpers. Again, maybe, to give you a little hand, but don't let it go to pot, because otherwise you have it all faced at the end of the day. Take the cheese out of the fridge in advance. Don't forget, because room temperature always for cheese. Roasties, make sure you get the oil really, really, really hot. No one likes a soggy spud. And dust them in semolina or flour. Helps add a bit of crunch. This really works.
Dipping the spuds in the flour?
Oh, yeah, or semolina is even better.
Right.
Bit of semolina. Dusting a semolina on the potatoes gives them nice crunch on the outside.
Mm.
Goose fat as well for richer flavour.
Oh.
Yes, please. Try roasting your sprouts. Brussels sprouts that are roasted taste completely different to those boiled. Roasting them caramelises the natural sugars found in them and results in a much sweeter sprout. Don't score your sprouts. If you're going to go ahead and boil the bladders, no need to score across in the bottom. It just makes them more waterlogged. Keep your eye on the timer and don't go over 8 minutes.
No, you don't.
You don't want soggy
sprouts.
Watery
sprouts.
To keep it moist, cook the turkey upside down. First hour or so roasting means that it'll baste itself. Turn it through a few times if you can. But yeah,
you'd want to have a good sized oven for that, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Turn the turkey upside down.
Small sized baby. Good sized baby. Or try using better muslin. The whole turkey is browning too quickly. Cover it with a loose foil tent. And if there's certain bits of the birds, like the legs, for instance, all the oils and stuff can be caught in the thing, and you can use it then for the gravy. Let the turkey rest. Sorry, very important. And to glam up your gravy, try making it richer and festive by stirring in some cranberry sauce or a splash of port. I wouldn't do that to the gravy. I'd mess it up. That's too risky unless you're quite the skill in the kitchen.
I noticed a few videos that I've seen recently. The Americans do is a little bit different to us in that they don't use an oven for, well, I'm not speaking for all Americans, obviously, but a lot of them do their turkeys. In this, it's a big vat of oil. It looks like a machine.
Right.
And they're literally just, it's hanging there, and they're dropping it in.
Okay.
And they're leaving it there for
it
however long.
It doesn't turn, it doesn't rotate.
It's not on a rotating yolk and me ball, but it's in there, and when they take it out, it just looks incredible and crispy.
Ooh.
And brown.
Yeah.
I don't know what contraption they're using, unless it's literally just a pot of oil. I don't think it is.
So the other main really important hack is don't hit the mulled wine or the Buck's Fizzes too early if you're in charge of Christmas dinner. Or you may happen to, what happened to me many moons ago, preparing something, an important guest. Thought, I know what I'll do. I've got a great idea. A bit nervous. Had a few, you know, Ribenas. I was going to make what used to be, the Wicklow Arms has just reopened to Dagny, but years ago when I used to work there as a kitchen porter when I was younger, they had these mushrooms, and it was two big mushrooms, the stalks taken out, stuffed together with garlic, cheese, and then a beer batter over the top and deep fried them. Like, that's just, I don't see a sensation in your eyes for that, but that's,
I'm just wondering where you got the mushrooms. Is that a cause for concern?
No, it wasn't. None of it was a cause of concern. And even me putting the beer batter in the fridge for 2 days to get it ready, and I'd made it and all. But the problem was, after a couple of Ribenas, I forgot to put the batter on them before I put them in the deep fat fryer. And the mushrooms just basically fell apart, and all the cream cheese fell into. I was like this, oh my gosh. There you go. So that's what can happen.
If mushroom was your biggest disaster on that Christmas meal, you're all right.
Yeah. It wasn't a Christmas meal, but.
Oh.
No, just a regular meal.
Regular meal?
No, it was having people over for dinner that I was trying to be on my best behaviour for.
What's this, come dine with me or something? Showing off.
What do you mean, showing up?
With your mushrooms.
God, the thought of them now. Anyone else remember those? The old Wicklow Arms. They used to have those mushrooms. They were just called stuffed mushrooms. They were, like, honestly, a delight.
This was a freebie as well, because you worked there. It was just a
I know, they sure you're mad. You wouldn't be getting them for free, unless you snuck them off someone's plate on the way out of the kitchen, of course.
And I'm sure she did.